Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
I am just heard the cannon which will start this race. It is a very Mazda division, the W1 division, as Rahul has said. Multiple boats on for spoons, multiple boats on for blades. It's just looking at the grid, it's almost like a crosshatch in the division chart. So just as I say that, Jesus, W1 are coming past me. They are looking to get head off the river, looking to hold off Downing, who are just coming past me now. Got a little bit of a This Is The Ray Cup so far, so I think if there is going to be a bump between these two, it's going to be later on. Behind them, we've got Christ W1 looking to avoid being bumped by Newnham, who are just going past me now. Newnham W1 looking for blades, and they will be looking to really make up the gap that they have on Christ. Behind them, we've got Emmanuel W1, and with that, I think I'm going to go to Rahul, who's seen something, I think.
It's Judas W1 who have come cruising round first post corner. They're into the gut. They look like they've got a decent lead over that Downing W1 boat. But that's all I wanted to tell you, because that is going to be very exciting as it comes through. Juan, what else is happening with you?
Yeah, so just as you were saying that, Claire, W1 have just come past me. Quite a gap between them and Emma. Just come past me now. Our first third W1 looking very smooth as they approach first post corner. What is looking interesting is Pembroke behind them. Pembroke are actually very close it's very interesting there. So yeah, going back to Rahul.
The chaplains of Cambridge will be very happy to hear that all eyes are on Jesus at the moment as they open up a lead of about 2 lengths, maybe 2.5, even 3 if they're pushing. They look really strong. They look like they want to close this race out nice and early. But Downing aren't going to give up. They're not going to give in. And their Cox is urging them on. Behind them, this is going to be a bump sooner or later, I would have imagined. Newnham have got about 6 foot on Christ W1. They're both taking really tight lines. The Newnham Cox really wants this one. There you hear. You can hear the whistles as Rosalind Franklin really goes for it. They look like they might have closed that one down. They've got an inside line just at the outside of Grassy Corner. Emma being urged on, but they're not going to be finding anything if this Newnham boat does manage this bump on the Plough Ridge. Newnham still trying to find something, but it sounds like Christ are doing their utmost to keep them up. Behind it's that Pembroke boat that was being called earlier. They've got overlap by the Lakewood Bastard, and Rockdale the Cox has conceded. He's conceded coming out of the gut, and Pembroke fist in the air. That's a celebration from them. First and third with nothing to take home as the bow woman of First and Third puts her head in her hand. A shame for them. They're going to have to tuck in, and Claire and Emma are in front of them. Not much is happening there. Pembroke really loud here at the moment as they get pulled in. It's going to be Queens now just going past me. And it looks like there might be a bump in between them, between Medwood and Churchill, as I go to Audrey.
Okay, we are on Digit Corner, and Jesus are going past me now. Some very beautiful swans are being very much disturbed, and they're looking strong. So that's clear. Back to you, Rahul. Nothing much
up here. So there's definitely been a bump between Medders and Churchill, but the worrying thing for that Queen's boat, who've taken an awfully wide dive round Grassy Corner, is that Girton are coming. They're really going for the overbump here. The bank parties are actually quite close to each other. That one, oh no, it looks like they might have actually got the bump. These Queens are all over the bank. They're trying to stand up the bank. They've crashed into the bank. They're still rowing on. They took an awfully wide line, and Girton are going to end up catching an incredible overbump on Queens, I think. These Queens are going to be struggling to get away. The Queen's Cox is turning her head around. Can she find some space anywhere? It looks like Girton's going to be in the space now. I'm starting to lose sight of actual distances here, but that one's going to come to Audrey. So there's going to be more bumps action around here, as I've now got Cat. So that means that LMPC has bumped Keys. LMPC has bumped Keys early down the course. But it's Cat now who are going to fight off Peterhouse. Peterhouse taking a nice line as they try to avoid them by lifting their oars into the air. Peterhouse have now got whistles. Cat's again taking a wide line around Grassy. They're going to be hitting the bank soon. Peterhouse. Now, they're going to take that to maybe within a length as I go to Audrey.
So, Christ B1 did go into the bank. They had to have some help from a watcher, and they are just I think they're sitting still now. There's a lot of disappointed faces next to me, holding their heads in fear and anxiety. Oh, there's someone crying, I think, on the boat, or they're laughing. I can't tell.
To Rahul.
It might be tears. To Rahul.
To Rahul. So at the bottom of this division, we've had QC, who looked like they bumped Pitfall M1. That Peterhouse Cat affair is still going on down the Plough Ridge. But I think I might have just spied in the far distance the possibility of Gersten actually catching that overbump. I'd love it if, Audrey, if you've seen either Gersten or Queens, those two green-bladed crews, whether they've managed to get involved in a bump there.
I'm not entirely sure. I would definitely clarify that for you. But I can clarify there are some people who are very, very upset here from Christ College bumping onto the bank. So, yeah, not great. But here come around the corner. We've got, I do believe, it is St. Catherine's coming around the corner now. Oh, there are whistles being blown. There are whistles being blown. And that is the team. St. Catherine's. Pretty sure about that. They're stopping. I'm going to try and get an interview with them. Bubble, over to you.
Yeah, Alex. Brilliant. Alex, what have you got?
So I've just had Jesus W1 row past me here at the railway bridge. They are pulling away from Downing, absolutely storming it. A good 3 legs between them, and it is looking like they are going to get the head of this division. So yes, Downing is just right there, going to get a row over. And then behind them is Emmanuel W1. Obviously, as Audrey said, that Newnham W1 bumps up on Price W1. So Emmanuel W1, are they on track to get Boom, which we really don't want? They're hopefully going to pull away from Fair W1. There's about 2 legs between them. In fact, the Emmanuel M1 crew, who are the sandwich boats for the next division, are on the back cheering their club on now. It looks like they might get thrown. What's happening with you?
Okay, so I'm here on the bank with Pembroke House. Guys, are you on live camera? So, how do you feel? Good, you guys did amazing. They're looking tired, but so victorious. It's kind of crazy. How about with you? Back with you, Alex. What's going on with you?
Yeah, Alex here. I've just had that all 4 boats went past me. Of those, they're all looking like they're going to throw over. So that is Jesus W1, Downing W1, Daniel W1, Air W1.
To Rahul.
Rahul, how's it going?
Rahul, what's going on with you? I've got an interview with Pembroke W1, who have bladed at Lembon. I believe someone's dad is listening. So words for your dad. Hope you heard that, Dad. They've done a fantastic job here. A lot of fans, a lot of support for that Pembroke W1 crew. They've managed to play at Lent Bump. Alex, did you have anything to add down on Longreach?
So sad.
Well, there are still no other boats that have come past me. I said earlier, it looks like those 4 boats, Keith W1, Downing W1, Manuel W1 and Claire W1 have all rowed over. I'm actually standing here
with like
Manuel M1 crew. We're just getting back into the boat, ready to race. Guys,
fantastic. In which case, Audrey, if you haven't seen that Queen's boat row past, I think what that's going to be called as is an overbump between Gersten and Queen. Audrey, can you just confirm whether you saw Queen or Gersten?
I'm unable to confirm right now. I'm not entirely sure if I have where Queen's are. I'm not sure. I've just been talking to Christ, and they're looking less than pleased. That's for sure. They're
supposed
to work on the other side of the bank. Back to you, Rahul.
Fantastic news! Thanks everyone down on the river. Alex will be shooting off to get confirmed results from this division. But I think we've got an awful lot of stories for you if these provisional results are anything to go by. At the top of this division, the long 29-year wait the agony of 2001 has been broken by that Jesus W1 boat. They've done a fantastic job, and they rowed over today by the sounds of it, edging out that Downing W1 crew to keep headship of the river. They'll be taking that into Lent 2017. Fantastic job by the Jesus W1 crew. Christ W1, as we heard, being bumped by Newnham W1, who have fulfilled the fairy tale and managed to get their blaze. Emma W1, hopefully, we think, at least for Alex's sake, avoiding their spoons by rowing over ahead of Claire W1. First and third W1, well, I saw it on the bank here. You heard the celebrations from Pembroke, because Pembroke managed to bump first and third W1. They've got their blade. They've done a fantastic job. And you heard Brisbane, Australia, sending a rower over here to help that crew out. Hopefully, Dad managed to listen in there. We then had a bit of mess in the middle here. I think I'm going to provisionally call Girton W1 over-bumping on Queen's W1.
Right.
Bumping there being Murray Edwards and Churchill. Girton, therefore, getting super blade, if that is indeed the case. We've got LMBC bumping at Keys W1, means that Keys W1 face the ignominy of Spoons. The other crew facing that is St. Cat's W1. They were bumped by Peterhouse W1. St. Cat's Spoons. Spoons again. They got those in Lent 2015 as well. And at the bottom of this division, UC continuing their fantastic form this year. Second row of the day, second bump of the day for them up on Pit Hall W1. That's all from the Riverside from the most sensational of W1 divisions.
Lent bumps.
Cam FM.